Lesson 3. Evaluating pros and cons. Page 48. Exercise 6. Listen to the whole conversation. Complete the chart with the information you hear.
So, you want me to buy you this expensive new phone for your birthday?
That's right.
Do you really think that's a good idea? We should think about this carefully before I make a decision.
Okay.
Let's make a list of the pros and cons of buying this phone in a chart. We'll start with the pros.
The new phone looks better than my old phone. That's the first pro. It's also the same phone that my two best friends have, and I want to have the same phone as them.
Are there any other pros?
Yes. The third pro is that I could take better photos with the new phone because it's got a better camera.
Okay. Now for the cons of buying the new phone. It's very expensive, so you wouldn't get any other presents from us at all this year.
Ugh.
Another con is that you'll spend more time looking at a screen if we buy you this phone. And breaking or losing the phone would be terrible because it's so special and expensive.
Okay, now we have 3 pros and 3 cons. What do we do next?
We give each pro and con a value from 1 to 10 to show how important we think they are.
Okay. It looks good. 7 points. It's the same as my friend's phones. 5 points. It has a better camera. 8 points.
Now, I'll do the cons. It's very expensive. 9 points. You'll spend more time looking at a screen. 8 points. It would be terrible to break or lose it. 5 points. Because I don't think you'll break or lose it. So, if you add all the values for the pros together, you get 20 points. If you add all the cons together, you get 22 points. 22 points is more than 20 points, so there are more cons than pros.
So, you aren't going to buy me the new phone?
That's right. Maybe when you're a bit older.